We did get another book of the Gospels, but unfortunately, it wasn't what we ordered. It was a little too big, so I wanted smaller, because we have this beautiful, metal cover that looks so beautiful, but unfortunately, that hasn't arrived. We did get a statue here, and that's not where she's going to remain. I'm looking for a St. Joseph of similar, size and such, but anyhow, slowly but surely, we'll do some really nice things here. Not that we are already. Now, those readings, pretty tough. All of them. And, scriptures, it's not just about everything's rosy and wonderful and nothing to worry about. Of course, the ultimate message is one of great hope. Of course. I mean, otherwise, who'd follow it? I mean, the biggest waste of time of all. But it is a message of great hope. But the prophets and St. Paul in the second reading and our Lord in the gospel, they never shy away from the hard message. Because it has to be said. This life is so important. I mean, we stand to lose everything, we stand to gain everything. This is serious business, the most serious business of all. St. Paul took it serious. What do you say in that second reading? If anyone is unwilling to work, neither should that one eat. Unless, of course, someone has a very serious reason. I can't imagine there are too many people who would disagree with St. Paul from the second reading today. Perhaps some pie-in-the-sky politicians or out-of-touch Marxist communists from days past might have other ideas, but ordinary people know better how things really work in the concrete world of the here and now. We know we can't live off the blood, sweat, and tears of our ancestors forever. Eventually, it would all run out. If a capable person is unwilling to work, then they shouldn't get paid, and consequently, they ought to get a good taste of what it feels like to go hungry. Now, if we get this in the simple principle in the natural order, then why do so many people suddenly have this crazy notion that everybody just automatically goes to heaven in the supernatural order after they die? If sacrifice and hard work are necessary for a full stomach and a somewhat comfortable life in this world, then doesn't it stand to reason that sacrifice and hard work are somehow necessary to gain happiness in the next life as well? It's pretty simple. Now, don't get me wrong, I'm not saying we can earn our salvation. Strictly speaking, that would be impossible. Jesus alone was capable of accomplishing that work of sacrifice for us on the cross. However, we must be willing to work with him every day to say no to the lies that the world is pushing on us. Lies that we may very well have knowingly or even unknowingly adopted in our own lives. We must willingly sacrifice our will to the will of God when the ways of the world conflict with the ways of God. And this requires hard work and a lot of humility on our part, because sacred scripture tells us in the first reading that the day is coming blazing like an oven when all the proud and all evildoers will be stubble. On the day that is coming, he will set them on fire. To sacrifice our will to God's will entails hard work and by all means great sacrifice. Nobody ever said it was going to be easy, but just because it isn't easy doesn't mean it's impossible. We can never give up. Jesus is very capable of making what seems so quite bitter can make it sweet if you let him. Even the cross. Jesus warned the Jews in the gospel today that the temple would be thrown down, not a stone left upon another stone, and it happened. Jesus is warning us in the gospel today that there will be wars and insurrections. He warned that nation will rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom. There will be powerful earthquakes, famine, and plagues from place to place, and awesome sights and mighty signs will come from the sky. And therefore, it will happen, if it isn't happening already. He also warned us that many would come in his name to deceive us. This is important. So my warning to everyone here today is if you hear anyone teaching anything contrary to the traditional teachings of the Catholic Church, the traditional teachings of the Catholic Church on faith and morals, do not follow them. No matter who they are or what rank they may have in the world or even in the church. If any one of us gets to heaven, ultimately it won't be because we're so good. It will be because God is so good. But that doesn't mean that what we do in this life is pointless. It's vital. We must be humble, work hard, and sacrifice much. In other words, work like it all depends on us, while all the while acknowledging that it all depends on God. If anyone is unwilling to work, neither should that one eat. Or, it might be said another way, if anyone is unwilling to humbly work and sacrifice for their salvation, then perhaps neither will that one be saved.